Maseches Orla Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph HaTruma UTrumas Meiser Shel Demai. Truma, the portion of produce which means must be given to a Kohen. Trumas Meiser Shel Demai. The Truma which must be given from a Levi's portion when the Levi does not know whether or not the person who gave it to him had taken Truma as well. Chala, the dough which is brought to the Kohanim, and Bikurim, the first fruits which are also brought, Olim Be'echad Umea, all of these can be Mevatel, one in a hundred. Umistarfin Zeh Im Zeh. However, if I have more than one substance, if I have Truma and Truma's Master together, and one unit of each, and then 100 units of heta, of regular vegetables, we have not achieved bittel, because it's like I have 2 units of truma here. However, if there was bittel, tzarech laharim, I still need to take 1 unit of truma and give it to a kohen, even though it's been mixed in. We do not, the kedusha has been nechlal, and therefore we just have to retake the truma, but the entire mixture is not asa. Orla and Kelei HaKerem are a different story, however. Orla and Kelei HaKerem, you require 200 units to one part Orla, and 200 units of regular produce to one part Kelei HaKerem to achieve bittel. Or mistarfin zeim zeh. And if I have 200 parts of regular produce and one part Arla and one part Kelei HaKerem, then bittel has not been achieved because I have 2 units of Isser and 200 units of heter, and it's not enough to get rid of all of the Isser. The halacha, however, is Ein Tzarech Laharim, I do not have to give truma from this mixture at the end of the day. Rabbi Shimon is chaylik, and he says, Ein mitzdarfin, they are not mitzdarfin, and therefore I can, my 201 pieces of heter and orla will team up against the one part of Kelei HaKerem and be mevatel that, and then my 200 pieces of heter and one piece of orla will team up against the Kelei HaKerem and be mevatel that. Rabbi Eliezer Omer mitzdarfin benoisin tam avol lo leesor. Rabbi Eliezer clarifies what Rabbi Shimon was saying. Rabbi Eliezer says there are 2 types of bittel. We can have a bittel of noisin tam, the Rav says. We have a bittel of making sure that you can't taste it. And if you can't taste it, I have 2 different tastes, 3 different tastes floating around in my admixture. And therefore, I need 200 to be mevatel one taste, and then 200 to be mevatel the other taste. And that's not going to work. However, in terms of Isser, in terms of the substance, not the taste, but the substance itself, in that case, the Kelei HaKerem and the Heter will team up against the Orla, and the Orla and the Heter will team up against the Kelei HaKerem and be matred. However, the Rav comments that, in fact, we follow the Tanakhama, that we require in all cases 200 per unit, and if we have 2 different Isurim that fall in, it's not good. You need 200 units of Heter to 1 unit of Isur. Meseches Orla, Mishnah Beis, Perek Beis. Truma Milas Orla, Va'orla Milas Truma. So Truma is Mevatel Orla, and Orla can be Mevatel Truma. Mishnah says, how is this so? Ketzad sa truma shenafla lemea, one unit of truma that fell into 100 units of heter. So we have bittel over there. So then we have effectually 101 units of heter. V'achar kach naflu shlosha kabin orla. So then, three kabin of orla fall into our mixture of 101 sa of heter. So then these three kabin of orla, shlosha kabin shel kili hakerem, of kili hakerem, three kav are in fact a half of a sa, so effectually I have a half of a sa mixed of iser against my 101 sa of heter. In this case, so the truma is myla the truma is myla the orla, and the orla again is myla the truma, because in either which case I have my 100 sa of my 100 sa of heter, which are being myla, whichever iser is there.